your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Careful, the health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Isn't that what everyone wants? Well, you're invited to set your expectations high, especially if you're interested in better energy, mental clarity, optimal physical function, and the absence of disease. If that's what you want, you've come to the right place. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And thank you for tuning into the program today. You've entered a healing zone. This is where people gather each and every week to discuss important issues related to the topic of health, wherein we bring conversation, commentary, and the latest breaking news about your health. Now, this first hour, we're going to be getting into the Ebola situation. I personally would prefer to talk about what's on your mind health-wise, what issues you're grappling with, and how I may be able to provide some advice to get you back on track with your health. That's what I would prefer to do. But because of the hundreds of emails that I'm getting over the Ebola situation currently going on, it necessitates, it requires that I comment on it, talk about it, give you my opinion of what I think is going on. And what I think you should be thinking about personally with your own health related to Ebola, and some good news out there about a treatment for Ebola that you may not have heard about. So we're going to get into that, and I'm going to tell you this, that I could continue to regurgitate every single word that you will hear in the news. Not going to do that. Going to briefly talk about some of it, but I want to get to this hour before the end of the hour is over. I want to get to something different in the fact that, you know, if you stop and think about it, you hear the statistics of Ebola, the deadly virus, and how the average is, what, 70% of people who contract it will die or have died so far. And as I'm analyzing that situation, I'm saying to myself this week, well, what about the other 30%? Why aren't they dying? They're still contracting the same virus. They're still getting the same illness. Why don't they die or get sick? There's something special about that 30%, that contingent of folks who have some level or a complete level degree of resistance to Ebola. Let's look at those folks and find out what it is that's going on inside their bodies and try to bring that to the fore so that others can benefit through and by it. We will get to that. We will develop that because while researchers scramble to develop a vaccine against the Ebola virus, nature may have already provided a natural treatment, and we're going to be talking about that. And you will not hear about this anywhere else in the media. That's for sure. I certainly haven't, and you may not either. Now, we all know there's a lot of disinformation, a lot of misinformation, and outright lies campaigns going on right now with respect to Ebola. President Obama and the CDC told us that it's unlikely to ever show up on the shores of America. Remember? Next, if it did come here, and that's an unlikelihood, it will be stopped in its tracks. We have this. We've got it. We'll contain it immediately. That, of course, didn't happen. So there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation. Now the new language is, and you probably heard it this week, and I quote, there is no significant risk in the U.S. from an Ebola epidemic, even though it is here and it is spreading. So when the National Nurses United, you may have heard of them, the National Nurses United, the largest organization of nurses in the U.S., recently surveyed their members about Ebola protocols across America. You know what they found? 85% of those nurses polled in this largest nurses organization in the U.S., 85% of them said their hospital did not provide adequate education, even though the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, they said, oh, no, we are prepared for this. It's going to be squashed if it ever does come, and it probably won't. Yet you have the people in the front line, nurses, 85% of them, saying, no, we have not been provided adequate education. 37% in the poll reported their hospital, their particular hospital, did not have sufficient protective gear on staff to protect themselves. And only 8% said their hospital had a plan, had even a plan to properly equip an isolation room. So when the nurses were thrown under the bus this last week by the CDC, no wonder the Nurses Association were outraged. And why they were upset, because doctors and the CDC threw them under the bus, folks. And we have all this confusion. We have all this area of weakness, even though this is post-911, post-SARS scare, post-H1N1, and on anthrax, on and on and on. You add to that the doctors in the hospital in Texas failing to diagnose. Mr. Thomas Duncan, the one that to the head of the CDC continued to refer to as the indexed patient, wouldn't even put a name on the individual. Incredible. And again, they blame the nurses. Now, I have to tell you, I had three registered nurses in a hospital in my living room interviewing them this week about the Ebola, trying to find out if they believe they've been adequately trained or have adequate equipment, gear, within their staff to fend themselves. God forbid they ever have an Ebola patient walk into their hospital. And whether they feel confident. All three of them said no, no, and no. They don't. And it's really, really sad. The CDC is running the show, folks, with respect to all things Ebola. Are you feeling confident yet? And, you know, when you think about confidence in the CDC, three quick reminders come up in my mind, and you can go back and look at some of the historical events. It doesn't stop here. One episode not that long ago wherein 62 employees at the CDC may have been exposed to a live anthrax bacteria after potentially infectious samples were sent to laboratories unequipped to handle them. I don't know if you remember that one, and employees not wearing protective gear worked with bacteria that were supposed to have been killed but may not have been. So you had that scare not that long ago. The second accident, remember? The CDC, these are the same people dealing with Ebola and say they got that, right? Well, the second accident disclosed not that long ago, a CDC lab accidentally contaminated a relatively benign sample of flu, the most dangerous form of it, and almost escaped, H5N1 bird flu strain that has already nearly, I think it's killed at least 400 people. And then you have another mistake out of the CDC announcing a few months back that two of six vials of smallpox found in a storage container at the National Institutes of Health laboratory, apparently stored there since 1954, containing live virus of smallpox, capable of infecting lots of people. There it was. There, people were in there. Oh, what's this in these vials? Oh, it's smallpox. Well, and they started to open it up. Just that kind of stuff. Those are just three examples Three examples of the CDC, and do you have confidence yet? It's just, it's bizarre. It is really bad. And you know, I got to admit that, and you'll hear this later on in the show, that I found myself for the first time in my life agreeing with Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, I did. Agreeing with Rosie O'Donnell for the first time in my life with a comment that she said as it relates to her opinion of the, a situation that happened with a talking medical head from NBC. And I'm going to share that with you in the last hour of the show. You won't want to miss it. So we'll talk more about the Ebola situation right after this.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California for maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Prescription. Follow Dr. Bob Martin on Facebook. Friend him today at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and thank you for tuning into the program, and a special thank you to our listeners who continue to help this show grow and inform their family members, their loved ones, their friends, their coworkers, and their neighbors so that they can tune into the radio show to learn about their most precious possession. We're here for you each and every weekend Same time, same place. And by extension of the radio show, you have the ability to go to my website and stay in contact with us always. There you will find news that we post up on a regular basis from all over the planet, from biomedical and health journals that you can use. Lots of other information there. There's also an opportunity to like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, free sign up for our health newsletter. It's all there at drbob.com. drbob.com. Now that when you're on the site, we have a health poll question we'd love to have you give us your opinion of, because the Ebola situation is rampantly in the news right now. Here's the poll question. Are you in favor of a travel ban wherein the U.S. restricts entry of anyone from an Ebola-affected country? Yes or no? Are you in favor of a travel ban wherein the United States restricts anyone traveling into the U.S. from an Ebola-affected country? Yes or no? Vote at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. All right, we continue on about this Ebola situation. Many of you are trying to stay on top of it. How can you not? I mean, you turn on the television, there it is. You open up the newspaper, there it is. You turn on the radio, there it is. The second Ebola-infected nurse from the same Dallas hospital where the Thomas Eric Duncan died, contracted apparently the Ebola virus herself while giving care to Mr. Duncan. She then planned on traveling to Cleveland, Ohio, so she contacted Texas health officials who were in turn supposed to contact the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, and she informed them that she had a low-grade fever and was intending on traveling, and they said, yeah, no problem. Go ahead. Take off on the airplane. So she jumped on that Frontier Airline flight that everybody's hearing about, and she took off for Cleveland, Ohio. At the time, the CDC was still not sure if healthcare workers who treated the indexed patient, Ebola patient, and subsequent victim, Mr. Duncan, posed any risk. And Amber Vinson is her name, wasn't warned to stay off the commercial jet. Vinson was not told that she could not fly. Now, we know that she was infected with Ebola when she got on the Frontier Airline. She was already infected. Can you imagine what that would feel like had you known? Incredible, folks. And she had, I'm certain, some thought about it, but was given the green light by the medical officials. And what did she expose? Darren, what was it, 130 or 140 patients on that Frontier Airline flight to Cleveland, Ohio? Put at risk, and then all the people that now they're exposed to, I think the count is up to 900 people, you know, as you spread that out somehow. Oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine getting a phone call from an airline saying, by the way, there was an infected Ebola person on your flight. We would just want you to be informed in case you start developing fever and symptoms. You need to get quarantined immediately. Can you imagine that? And you can imagine the damage that has gone on to Frontier Airlines as a result of this. They can't even get people now. I guess business is down. How bad is that for that airline? Absolutely amazing. The second nurse, Ms. Vinson, was diagnosed with Ebola after she had treated the Dallas infected person, the first person. And there we have it. Before the Monday flight, Ms. Vinson, who had been self-monitoring and was reporting her temperature to the epidemiology team routinely, had called someone at the CDC to report that she had an elevated temperature. They didn't think it was a problem. They were uncertain, so they gave her the green light. This is the CDC, folks, in action. It's absolutely amazing. And now there's so much confusion out there. We got an Ebola czar going on. How much good is that going to do? You've got 2,000 people now that may have had some degree of exposure on a cruise ship. That there was another individual who was in that hospital room giving care to the Ebola deceased victim, Mr. Duncan. Now 2,000 people that are in this cruise ship could be at risk connected to this. How bad can it get? Can it get any worse? Well, some people believe that it can. when you read the statistics about how this virus spreads. But there may be some light at the end of the tunnel. There might be, especially for a natural treatment of it. There's no cure for Ebola, and nobody can claim that. But while researchers scramble to develop a vaccine, and apparently it is in the works, I guarantee the big farm companies are seeing the cash register dancing in their eyes. Big Farm will bring to the table a vaccine soon. And it could be the same calamity that we found with swine flu. Do you remember that in 1976? When Gerald Ford got on the television and said, everybody needs to get swine flu, you'll die. You'll be paralyzed. Well, my sister did get the swine flu, and she was paralyzed. And we all know about the swine flu. Never came to pass, but the vaccine certainly hurt tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. God forbid this ever happens with the Ebola virus vaccine that certain people are inclined to take. But nature has already provided a treatment, folks, and you need to know about it, and you will be hearing about it first on this radio show. Research has shown that a healthy, strong immune system can allow a person to not only avoid contracting Ebola, but become resistant to it as well. Because you got to ask yourself a question. Why is it that 70% average of the people exposed to Ebola come down with it, suffer from it, and die from it, and a 30% do not? What is it about those 30% that makes them resistant? Well, for those of us who need help or have some assurance, there is something in nature that I discovered that was sent to me from one of my colleagues. It's called red algae. Red marine algae may be able to provide a key antiviral substance within it to give those people who are not genetically endowed with a particular mechanism within their immune system to break down the outer shell of any virus, especially virulent viruses like Ebola. And after the two 1996 Ebola outbreaks in Gabon, Africa, medical scientists determined that Ebola causes death, as I said, and now I think it's still out there, 70% of those who contract the virus. This question led researchers from this Gabon's Franceville International Center for Medical Research to investigate this. The question ensued, why is it that 30% of those who are infected, become infected, don't die? They recover. Furthermore, medical researchers found many instances where there were close contacts with those who became infected who never were infected at all, even though they were in close contact with the infected patients while the patient was symptomatic. Well, folks, we're going to tell you about this story. I want to continue this because you should know about it. The research found that nearly half of those who were asymptomatic, had no symptoms, and seemingly immune, developed antibodies to the Ebola virus. This means these individuals certainly were intimately exposed to the virus, but simply naturally developed their own immunity tools that prevented the infection from replicating out of control. And I'm going to continue this. You won't want to miss out on this because I'm going to also tell you what it is about this red algae, red marine algae, that makes it work, and why Ebola hates it so much at other infections. Stick around. We're coming back with that right after this.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watsman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Attention guys looking to reclaim space in the bathroom. Husband and wife design team, hosts and do-it-yourself experts Mark and Teresa Clement have partnered with Dove Men Plus Care on their Hair to the Throne program to show men everywhere how to do it.
Men report having only a third of the bathroom space for their things, according to a recent Dove Men Plus Care survey, and they're often reaching for items that belong to their partner instead of products that are made especially for them.
Dove Men Plus Care makes fortifying hair care products made just for men and wants to help them reclaim a bathroom space of their own.
The good news is you can win a renovation to make that transition easier. Enter the Hair to the Throne contest through October 24th, and three lucky guys will have the chance to win a bathroom renovation and the product to stock it. To enter, go to DoveMenCare.com. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Dove Men Plus Care Hair to the Throne contest is sponsored by Canopco Incorporated DBA Unilever. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 and older.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
You make it all better, better. You make me feel whole.
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and I assure you that this show will not be totally consumed by the Ebola topic. However, the information that I'm going to provide on this show very shortly here, the payoff, if you will, on how you can protect yourself against stealthy viruses like Ebola and others is straight ahead. You won't want to miss out on what we have discovered, and you won't hear about this anywhere else in any mainstream media. You won't. We've got it, and we'll have it for you further in just a little bit, but... And also, if you'd like to call in, we're going to go to open line health questions, our normal format on the show, hopefully by the end of this hour. And if you want to call into the show and get screened to go on the air, you can, and be patient, and we'll try to get to as many calls as we can. Our call-in phone number, whether it's for comments on Ebola or the flu or any open line health question you have about yourself or somebody else, our number into the show is 1-888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. That's D-R-B-O-B on your touch-tone phone. 888-553-7262. And we'll get back to the way that you can protect yourself and why it is that 30% of people who are exposed to and become infected with Ebola don't get sick and don't die. What is it that's special about them that we need to be looking at? We'll get to that in just a little bit. But first this, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you can elect to have risky surgery to look younger, like cosmetic surgery. You see a lot of the Hollywood types getting this, and they don't even look like themselves anymore. But why on earth would you want to risk that? Why on earth would anyone want to take such a dramatic risk and possible permanent regret when there's a better way to handle the problem with puffy eyes and bags under the eyes. A lot of people have that. They have fluid building up around the eyes, bags and puffiness, and they'll try to go to a cosmetic surgeon. They'll try to do something surgically, and then they can never change it back, and they're messed up for life. Don't do that. Find out about GenuCell. GenuCell by Chomani. It's an easy choice. It contains all natural ingredients, clinically proven concentrations to deal with the problem of bags and puffiness around the eye safely and quickly. It's that simple. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results using this plant stem cell therapy. It's a topical within 12 hours or you get your money back. So why look tired? Why look older? Why try to cover it up with glasses or makeup and hide behind that when there's a solution for it that's easy, simple, and inexpensive, especially compared to cosmetic surgery? Call now and try GenuCell risk-free with a money-back guarantee. Here's the number, 800-543-6596. 800-543-6596 for GenuCell. If you order in the next 20 minutes, Chomani will double your supply of GenuCell absolutely free. So you can give it to somebody else you know that has bags and puffiness under their eyes, or just keep it and hoard it for yourself. 1-800-543-6596 for GenuCell. 800-543-6596 for GenuCell. All right, back to the conversation as it relates to Ebola. If you're just tuning into the program, my curiosity this week turned toward the 30% of the people who become infected with Ebola and don't get sick and they don't die. What is it about those people? Why is it that they don't exhibit symptoms? They don't get the profuse diarrhea. They don't get the vomiting. They don't get the bleeding through the skin. They don't die. The asymptomatic group, the ones that don't have symptoms, exhibited a greater inflammatory response in general. That's why they didn't get sick. They were found to have higher levels of something called circulating cytokines and chemokines, which speed up the body's natural ability to break down the viral cells and stop their activity within the body. So here you have a certain group of people within West Africa who were exposed to Ebola virus, but their body's immune system went into action at a greater clip, at more efficiency, and broke down the outer covering of the virus so their own immune systems could go in there and kick some booty and knock it out. The particular mechanism with which the body naturally breaks down and prevents infections from lethal infections, including Ebola and SARS, etc., has gradually emerged. The mechanism is called mannose binding lectins. Now, I'm not going to get too complicated here because I don't want people glazing over, but this is important to know, and I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. Mannose binding lectins, also known as MBLs, mannose binding lectins, get that in your head, are produced in the human body via a DNA sequence called MBL2. And when this part of our genes is in order, the body will produce and release enough of these MBLs into the bloodstream to go in and fight the good fight and protect us and try to save our lives. But when these mannose-binding lectins, or MBLs, get into the system, the body starts to generate them at high speed and larger quantities. What happens is that they glom or cling onto the carbohydrate molecules that cover the various germs like viruses. And once these lectins, if you will, attach to the shell of the virus, they will break it apart like eating it like Pac-Man, the surface of the microbe, and basically break it down, allowing the body's immune cells, our cells, to kill it off and prevent it from replicating. That's how it happens. And that's how the 30% of those people who are infected with Ebola survive and don't get sick. In fact, a healthy body that produces good levels of these MBLs will be able to easily fight off colds and flus as well as other microbial infections. This is why, sort of like in an office of 120 people, you know, everybody's getting the cold, but there's a certain group of people within that office that don't get the common cold. They don't get the flu, even though they've been breathing the same air and touching the same surfaces. Why is that? It's the same mechanism, folks. Those people who don't get sick when everybody else is going down have higher levels of these MBLs. And we need to find out how to ratchet that up in somebody. Guess what? There is a way to do it, and I'm getting ready to tell you. Several animal studies have shown that these MBLs heartily break down coronaviruses and infectious bronchitis, too. Research over the last 5 years has found that low levels of MBLs increases our risk of these infections. So when it comes to virulent infections such as Ebola, however, it's different. This virus comes with something called a glycoprotein shell. It's much more potent, much more stealthy, harder for the immune system to break down than just having some carbohydrate around it. It has this shell, this glycoprotein, this sugar protein shell around it to protect the virus from being broken down, at the same time allowing our body's immune system to get at it. So I'm going to tell you next, stick around, exactly how there is a treatment in nature that will be able to help our immune systems. You'll learn about it right after this. Stick around. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. High blood pressure is the silent killer that terrorizes one in four Americans. Experts recommend high blood pressure prevention to prevent critical damage to major organs like the heart, brain, kidneys, and eyes. Do you have high blood pressure? Are you tired of the side effects of prescription blood pressure drugs? Try PressAsure, the safe, effective, natural remedy for high blood pressure with no adverse side effects. PressAsure is the number one selling all-natural product in Asia, recommended by thousands of hospitals. PressAsure begins regulating blood pressure immediately. Do what thousands do for high blood pressure. Take PressAsure. Call 1-888-686-3683. That's 1-888-686-3683 or go to PressAsure.com. Mention this show and you'll receive three bottles of PressAsure for the price of two. That's right. Get one bottle absolutely free. Call 1-888-686-3683. Call right now and you'll also receive a free bottle of multivitamins with the special. That's 888-686-3683.
Spooky time of the year is right around the corner. You know, Halloween, when your children get tons of sugar-laden treats that can promote tooth decay. This Halloween, Sparks Candy has special Halloween packets of their popular fruity flavors that kids and adults love. A candy that's actually good for you. Sparks Candies by Clear are naturally flavored little candy dots that are rich in xylitol. Kids love the great taste, while parents can feel confident that they are giving their kids a treat which actually helps improve dental health. Over 30 years of clinical testing confirms that xylitol is the best sweetener for teeth. Xylitol, unlike sugars, may reduce the risk of tooth decay. Sugar-free chewing gums and candies made with this sweetener have already received official endorsements from six national dental associations. Visit clear.com, that's X-L-E-A-R.com, or call 1-877-599-5327 today to order your supply for this Halloween. Sparks Halloween candy can also be found at finer health stores nationwide.
It's the summer clearance at Chamonix. Now you can get a great deal on PT9 and Heart Factors. PT9 is a premium prostate health supplement with plant sterols. So Palmetto, 3,000 IUs of vitamin D and more. In all this, nine fantastic ingredients to take care of those annoying prostate issues like urgency to go, weak flow, waking up at night and going to the bathroom. Plus, you can boost your testosterone naturally all in one pill. So stop wasting money on all the other stuff that doesn't work. To get the great results, go with PT9. And now during the summer clearance sale, you can try PT9 risk-free. And Chamonix will give you three full bottles of Heart Factors Plus and a free gift just for trying PT9. You'll see the results Chamonix customers are raving about or your money back. Call 1-800-317-9863. 800-317-9863. PT9 comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free Heart Factors Plus while supplies last. Call now. 800-317-9863. 1-800-317-9863.
Listen to Dr. Bob's entire three-hour show, live or podcast. Just go to Dr. Bob's webpage at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
All right, and the news continues fast and furiously about Ebola. People are in a state of panic, folks. And we don't want you to be in a state of panic, that's for sure. That'll lower your immune capacity. But we're trying to make sense of this scenario with this Ebola virus that seems to just keep on coming. And in the last couple segments, I've been trying to explain the mechanism by which some people who are exposed to Ebola virus, the deadly virus, don't come down with it. They don't get sick. They don't die. What is it about those special people? Well, those people have resistance. They have a stronger immune system response, a stronger inflammatory response, because that's how the immune system gets started, is through the inflammatory mechanism. It just so happens, however, that some people just don't make enough of those elements that I mentioned in the last segment, the mannose-binding lectins. Human bodies make this. We all make these mannose-binding lectins, these MBLs, but some of us just don't make enough of them. When you make enough of these MBLs, we break down that glycoprotein shell, the shell that is this virus has wrapped itself in order to protect itself. It wants to live, too. The Ebola wants to survive forever, just like we do. But in the human body, of course, once you have it in a person who doesn't have enough immune system to counter it, they will most likely die, or the chances of dying go up 70% of the time. And one of the reasons some humans don't produce enough of these MBLs is because of a slight genetic mutation where the MBL2 gene is switched off. Now, the reason for this mutation being switched off has not yet been fully understood, but it happens. So we can't go back and change our genes, but what we can do is learn about something in nature that can actually help our bodies to gather in enough and more of these MBLs and ratchet it up. Humans aren't the only living creatures to produce MBLs, these mannose-binding lectins, which are part of our immune system sequence. Red marine algae also produces MBLs profusely, which allow the algae to protect themselves from invasion of viruses as well. The most promising form of MBLs is a component of red algae, red marine algae called cytoverin. The protein extract was isolated by researchers from the National Cancer Institute in Frederick, Maryland back in 2003. In 2010, Harvard researchers tested a recombinant version of another red algae. And once again, they found that the MBL lectins there were able to not only break down the viral shell of the Ebola, but when given to mice infected with Ebola, the mice became immune to the virus. As to whether red algae can be taken in natural form to increase immunity, there's no doubt about it in this case. Prior to this antiviral research that has spiraled into biopharm research, red algae has been shown to have antiviral and anti-cancer effects. So the most logical question here is, and the answer is yes, certainly. Consuming red algae as a supplement, which, by the way, is available in health food stores, finer health food stores, you may find it in health food stores, as a supplement, has been found to boost antiviral immunity and form the available research that they discovered. And so this should, in turn, boost the immunity. When you take in, and I'm taking it right now, red marine algae. I immediately, upon discovering this research, went to the store. My wife is taking it. My oldest daughter is taking it. She's a nurse. She's a registered nurse in an ICU unit, so she's exposed to all kinds of these viruses on a number of levels. So the strategy should be, of course, always general immunity-boosting lifestyle, keeping yourself hydrated, getting plenty of rest, eating correctly, lowering your stress. And here's the disclaimer, folks. Hear this clearly. A note of caution. I'm not implying or recommending you test this hypothesis by traveling to West Africa after having thrown back or consumed a bunch of red marine algae. I'm not saying that. However, I want you to know that I'm taking it as a hedge on a daily basis when I learned the amazing potentials to protect against viral infections across the board and other immune challenges, I, too, added it to my already existing repertoire. So find Red Marine Algae. It's available at health food stores, maybe in your area. Add to that, making sure you're getting adequate vitamin D, as in dog, very important to the immune system, adequate vitamin C and fresh fruits and vegetables and supplements, because both of those increase viral fighting potential in the body, and a good probiotic, because if you have a good bacterial flora in your gastrointestinal tract, that's where 70 to 75% of all of your immune system lies. You need to make sure that it's replete with good bacteria in control of all the bad guys. So Red Marine Algae, vitamin D, vitamin C, probiotics, all the things we talk about here on this radio show on a regular basis, and you will be better protected, folks, much better protected both from colds and flus, and who knows what other stealthy and very risky and dangerous viruses that are floating around the system. All right, stay tuned. We're coming right back. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy to implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars, or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
Alternatives to risky prescription drugs and surgery? You found it. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Network.
And we are back. You know, there There are some people in your life that may not have had the opportunity to hear this last segment about what they could do to help bolster their immune system and perhaps protect themselves from a variety of viral infections. You know, they can hear this conversation that I just had long about Ebola virus at my website at drbob.com in the podcast section, free of charge, unfettered. It's all there at drbob.com. If you think somebody could benefit by listening to that, have them go to the site, drbob.com, and listen to it. Now then, if somebody out there is inclined to try something different aside from symptomatic control of a viral infection, bacterial infection, or some type of health problem, not just manage it, but actually cure it by getting the body hitting on all eight cylinders, the place to go if you're not well is Sunridge Medical Center. They deal with cancer patients who have failed in mainstream conventional medicine. They also work with other doctors who are treating patients with mainstream medical treatments like chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. What they do is they provide the support with advanced alternative medical treatments. In other words, they help to detoxify the body, protect it from the damage of the conventional care, and build the immune system up, which is what medicine does not do. I mean, how do you poison yourself back to wellness? How do you burn yourself back to wellness? You can't. That's why you need to have an offering of a wide variety of advanced alternative medical treatments to build the immune system, to detoxify the body, to enhance its activity. That's not part of the medical treatment for cancer or any other diseases, for that matter. Maybe you have an autoimmune disease or Lyme disease or heart disease. Call the doctors at Sunridge Medical Center, please, and find out what they have to offer that you may not be aware of or your doctor may not be aware of. There's been a lot of recent developments. Stay on top of them. You can check out their website at sunridgemedical.com, sunridgemedical.com, or call them toll-free at 800-923-7404. 1-800-923-7404, Sunridge Medical Center. They take patients from all over the United States. 1-800-923-7404 or sunridgemedical.com. Now, folks, when we come back, I'm going to go directly to the phone calls, your calls on the subject of health. We're going to go open line health questions from here on out. We'll sprinkle some other news in between. If you're not able to get the next hour, go to my website, tune on live streaming audio at drbob.com, drbob.com. The rest of you stay right where you're at. We'll be right back with calls and questions here on the Dr. Martin Show. Stay close for another dose of extreme wellness. We're coming right back.